Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Abraham, being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Romans 4:19-22. Abraham is an example of one who has been found to be righteous before God. This righteousness was achieved through faith. God, by grace, made a promise to Abraham, and Abraham believed the word that was spoken to him. Faith is a full acceptance of the will of God. Faith does not simply believe what God says, but does what God says. Those who believe God never question God, nor do they question the word that he has spoken and the commandments that he has given. On 2 different occasions, God made requirements of Abraham. Abraham was instructed by God to leave his homeland and journey into a land that was unknown to him. After Isaac was born, Abraham was instructed to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. There was no hesitation on the part of Abraham in the obedience to these instructions. Abraham trusted God and obeyed God. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3:36. The word believeth can and is translated obeyeth. Faith is never just a conviction of heart, but a surrender of will to the instruction which God has delivered. We see how this kind of faith was imputed for righteousness to Abraham. By faith he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, Hebrews 11:8-9. By faith, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, Hebrews 11:17. If we would be saved by the grace of God, then we, by faith, must accept the grace that is offered to us through Jesus Christ. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Luke 6:46. Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you. John 13:13-15. Faith receives the grace of God through obedience, and thereby we become righteous. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.